Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, June 23rd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's Hometown Bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, we have some news from the Highlands County Sheriff's Office. A 17-year-old male was shot yesterday afternoon at the intersection of Hal McRae Boulevard and Delaney Avenue in Avon Park, and he was transported to an area hospital. Anyone with information is asked to contact Detective Kelly at 863-402-7250 or email detectives@highlandssheriff.org. Once again, 863-402-7250 or email detectives@highlandssheriff.org. Anonymous tips can also be left via the Highlands County Sheriff's Office smartphone app or at Heartland Crime Stoppers by calling 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. Crime Stoppers tips could also be eligible for a cash reward. Your local events, if you're looking for a great new job, then stay tuned because your jobs are up next on Hardy Midday. But if you'd like to network with potential employers on a career in a physical setting, then you can visit the Wauchula Train Depot next Wednesday, June 30th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a Hardy County hiring event sponsored by Career Source Heartland. And the Hardy County 4-H will have an open house on Thursday, August 26th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Hardy County Civic Center. 4-H is an informal, fun, and educational youth program sponsored through the University of Florida in Hardy County. Drop by the open house, meet the club leaders, and see the exciting activities they have planned for this coming year. For more information, you can call Jose or Sarah at 863-773-2164. Your jobs here in the area, Alan J. Automotive Network is looking for a parts assistant. A Florida driver's license and U.S. work authorization are required, and a high school diploma or GED is preferred. Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a gate guard. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. And One Hope United is looking for a child welfare case manager. Certification is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 86 degrees out, feels like 98 with hazy sunshine. A 20% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 6 high. Wind south-southwest at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 7. Humidity is 65%, extremely humid. Dew point 73, the cloud cover 75%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 15,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:07 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly sunny in the morning, scattered showers in the morning, scattered thunderstorms, numerous showers in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the lower 70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour with a 30% chance of rain. Thursday, widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with an 80% chance of rain. And Thursday night, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the lower 70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. House Ag Committee Chair David Scott says he supports the historic nature of the American Jobs Plan and American Family Plan, but emphasizes the need to protect farmers, ranchers, and small businesses from financial burden. Scott tells the Georgia Farm Bureau he applauds the programs as admirable, but the brunt of paying for them cannot be borne by the next generation of farmers. He says any increase in inheritance tax for those taking over farmland is untenable and will further strain in a farm economy that's just now beginning to recover from the strain of the pandemic. Entomologists from the Washington State Department of Agriculture have confirmed the first Asian giant hornet discovery of 2021, found 2 counties south of the only previous U.S. specimens. The deceased dried-out male hornet was confirmed on June 11th. USDA entomologists say it appears to be a different variety than any previously discovered in Washington or British Columbia. It appears that environmentally focused sustainability efforts continue to evolve for produce operators as reduction of plastics and recyclable packaging have grown in importance over the past 5 years, and the urgency to counteract climate change has also increased. In a recent survey by thepacker.com, respondents said their commitment to the work for the environment hasn't changed, but the focus has shifted for some of their efforts.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Improvements for the U.S. cotton crop are being noted by producers throughout the plains and the south.
A little bit too much rain in the Mississippi Delta, but also some beneficial rain moving into the southeast. The net effect of all that is to improve the national crop condition fairly substantially over the last week. Current numbers, 52% good to excellent. 6% very poor to poor. A week ago, those numbers were 45% and 9% respectively. And that puts this year's crop in a better spot than we saw this time a year ago when we had just 40% of the cotton good to excellent and 25% very poor to poor. One of the most dramatic changes has been in Texas, where it's turned wetter. 3 weeks ago, Texas cotton was rated 30% very poor to poor. That number is now 7%. We've also seen those beneficial rains in the southeast.
That's the USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey with the latest conditions report. In Georgia, the USDA crop progress report indicates cotton was rated 6% very poor to poor and 69% good to excellent. In Florida, cotton squaring remained behind last year's average, though improvements are being noted. Florida cotton rated 45% good, 0% excellent. And in Alabama, cotton is 93% good to excellent.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks finished higher on Wall Street, nudging the S&P 500 closer to the record high it reached last week. The benchmark index rose 0.5%. The NASDAQ did a bit better, climbing 0.8% with an assist from gains in several big technology stocks. Markets were relatively calm through the congressional testimony of Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who said he expects recent increases in inflation to subside soon. Consumer prices jumped 5% in May compared with a year earlier. That was the largest increase in some 13 years. The Dow gained 68 points today to close at 33,945. The NASDAQ up 111 to 14,253. The S&P 500 added 21 points to 4,246. New York oil fell 58 cents, closing at $73.08 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Steven Stamkos had 2 goals and an assist as the Tampa Bay Lightning routed the New York Islanders 8-0 in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup semifinal series Monday night. Stamkos was asked about less than a minute into the game, the puck bouncing his way and getting a goal.
I mean, anytime something that good happens early in a game, it's always a great feeling as a player, so... But more importantly, it was a spark and a big jump for our team, and it was great to see us build off that.
The defending NHL champions improved to 13-0 in games following a postseason loss since launching their 2020 title run, and will take a 3-2 series lead over the Islanders in a Game 6 of their best-of-seven matchup Wednesday night in Uniondale, New York. Tonight, it's Montreal skating at Vegas in the other Stanley Cup semifinal series, which is tied at 2 games apiece. In the NBA playoffs tonight, the LA Clippers dribble at Phoenix, with the Suns leading that Western Conference final 1-0. This is SRN Sports. In the National League, Jacob deGrom shouldered the load for New York and has returned from another injury scare, pitching one-hit ball over 5 scoreless innings as the Mets beat the Atlanta Braves 4-2 to open a doubleheader Monday.
I felt pretty good. There in the third, I lost it a little bit. Noticed I was kind of flying open, and that's why, that once we talked and we were at the 70-pitch mark, we kind of said that was enough.
His outing was a comfort for fans concerned about New York's ace after he left his previous outing with shoulder soreness. Atlanta came back to win the second game of the doubleheader 1-0. Arizona beat Milwaukee 5-1, while San Diego downed Los Angeles 6-2 in the American League. It was Texas 8, Oakland 3. The Rangers ended a 6-game losing streak. Houston defeated Baltimore 10-2. Interleague play saw Cleveland blank Chicago 4-0. The Cubs lost for the sixth time in 8 games. Minnesota went to 12 innings to beat Cincinnati 7-5. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks in friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: my diet always starts on a Monday morning. It ends at the donut somebody brings into the office later that morning. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.